107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Have a listen to this.
I don't fit in here. I don't bother try. This so-called new country ain't walking the line. Would anyone notice if they heard Patsy Cline singing old sad songs in three-quarter time?
The song is three-quarter time, and the artist is local recording artist Callie McCullough, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Callie.
Morning, Jamie. How's it going?
Great. It's so nice to check in once again. Now, Callie, before we talk about that song, let's talk about your sold-out show for this. Is it this Thursday night?
It is this Thursday night. So I guess, is that tomorrow? It is tomorrow. Wow, I've been on the road for a minute.
Yeah. So this is at Revival House. It's a sold-out show. What can folks expect, those who have their tickets, of course?
I think, as always, anybody who's coming to Revival House, it's going to have a great dinner. It's a beautiful venue, and so I'm very excited about it. I've got an opener called William's Daughter, and she's just from up the road in St. Mary's. And then as well, this is going to be an acoustic-style show, a lot of storytelling, stories behind the songs. And I almost feel like I'm catching up with everybody from home about the last 8 years in Nashville, because this is the first headlining and show I've done in Ontario in 8 years.
Is that right? It's been 8 years. Now, you have been performing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Now, you have been performing, of course, in Nashville and the States, and then certainly through this pandemic. But gosh, it's going to be great to have you back on the stage in our area for sure. You must be excited about this.
It's going to be super fun. I really feel like it's a reunion with all the friends, the family, and Rob, of course, and I are longtime friends, so we're going to have a great time.
Now, let's talk about the song Three Quarter Time. Beautiful song. Is this a remixed version?
It's a slight remix. I mean, really, it's pretty much the same. We went in there, honky-tonked it up a little bit, but when all of the nominations and everything hit with the record, we were like, oh, the world is normal again. Maybe let's roll out a single. And so we went in, just kind of tweaked some stuff out, and then we put out Three Quarter Time, which I'm really excited about. It's a really fun single to put out, and we shot a brand new video that's going to be coming out in January on CMT. So it's been really fun just putting the song out, because the song is, in a lot of ways, my story about my years in Nashville, a little bit sassy, so it's really fun to send it out into the world.
Okay, so you've got the show for tomorrow night, and that kind of segues right into CCMA Awards Week, right?
Yes. That's so when I found out that Canadian Country Music Awards were actually going to be in London, Ontario, because they go all, you know, they rotate cities all around the country. So, you know, some years it could be in, you know, BC or Saskatchewan. When I found out they were going to be in London, I was like, well, we're going to have to do a show because I'm already home. So it really worked out great. So the very next morning, I'm headed to London for 4 days of the awards week, which is super fun. I'm also doing a show in London on Saturday night. And it's going to be great. Our award is on Sunday, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah, because you're nominated for an award, right?
Yeah, so we're up for Alternative Country Album of the Year, which is basically like Roots Country Album. And so I'm very excited about that. That is the music that I've always made, is always left center. It's that roots country, and so it's really great to be recognized with a lot of my friends in that category, and everybody in it is so great. So it's just an honor to be nominated.
Well, we are going to cross our fingers and cross our toes for you. And the album is called After Midnight, right?
It is, yes. The album is called After Midnight, and people can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everywhere that music is sold digitally. And then you can as well order hard copies off my website, or since we're in Stratford, locally, you can pick up copies of it at Treasures Boutique downtown.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jackie always has a great listing of local artists available at Treasures, so that is awesome. So again, Callie McCullough, big sold-out show happening this Thursday at Revival House, the song Three Quarter Time. How did the video shoot go? I was going to ask you, how did that go?
Oh, it was really fun. So we went into a local kind of honky-tonk venue just north of town, and we had to do it in the morning while they were still closed. So we were all in there getting hair and makeup done at 5 a.m. getting ready to shoot a honky-tonk video, which was hilarious. But it's really fun. It's all shot in one place. And so you've got all these little characters of people you might see around Nashville. So like some frat boys and some, you know, bro pop country dudes and bachelorettes and just kind of all these little caricatures. And then we've got like a 7-piece band on stage and nobody's listening, which is kind of the joke of the song. But it was a really fun video to shoot. I worked with a really great director named Ryan Nolan, who's actually originally from Toronto, lives in Nashville, and he's had just hundreds of videos get on CMT. So I was really excited to get to work with him. We had a great time, and I'm very excited for it to come out.
Well, we look forward to that. And that's coming out in the new year.
Yes.
Kelly McCullough, again, the song is 3/4 Time. The concert is tomorrow night at Revival House Sold Out Show, and then getting ready for the CCMAs. And Kelly, best of luck again. Our fingers and toes are crossed for you for that nomination. That award will be coming.
Thank you so much, Jamie.